You know when you are starting out on your weight loss journey and you're like, okay, there's 900,000 things I have to do. And I frankly am not going to do any of those today because I'm overwhelmed. I don't have any energy. I have kids coming out of my ears. I have other obligations. And those 900,000 things are not the priority. This is for you if you know what I'm talking about, friend. This is for you if you're looking at this weight loss journey and you're like, I don't know where to start. Don't worry. I have 10 little things, tiny little things, behaviors, habits, steps, whatever you want to call them, 10 little things that make a big difference. 10 little things that aren't little. And this is just for you, for the woman who is feeling overwhelmed, doesn't know where to turn. Let's kick this off with a holistic mom weight loss truth bomb. Your weight is the last thing you need to worry about. Look, I get it. You want your body and energy back. You're anxious, stressed, sleep deprived, feeling unattractive in stretchy leggings that aren't quite stretchy enough, and it is a struggle to sift through all of the crunchy health advice out there. It feels overwhelming. Deep breath, friend. I'm Kristen Noriega. As a registered dietitian, I've helped hundreds of women support their hormones, lose weight, and keep it off. We're going to get your hormones, gut, and body systems squared away. Once your body is working for you, the last piece of your health puzzle, your weight, is going to fall right where it's supposed to be. All right, friend. Reheat your coffee. Get ready to take some notes. It is time to thrive. I'm Kristen Noriega, your host of the podcast here, Holistic Mom Weight Loss. I'm a registered dietitian. I'm a mom of four, fellow Christian, and a functional practitioner. So I can help you get started on your journey. And once things get going, I'm also there to help you really dig down and peel back all the layers of the onion. Today, we're going surface level. This is for you. Remember, if you're just like, I don't know which foot to put in front of the other. I got you covered. So I have clients, right? I help women go through this weight loss journey, and everybody's starting out at a different point. It's totally fine when you're starting from nothing. Maybe you are 4 months postpartum. Probably don't start working on this any sooner after that, but maybe you're 4 months postpartum. Maybe your littlest is 3 and now you can finally like breathe. You're finally surfacing and you're like, all right, I think I'm going to take care of myself. Yeah, I think it's 10. Or you had a job change, or maybe your youngest is actually 5 and is in kindergarten now, or whatever it is, wherever you're starting, you're just exactly where you need to be. So here's 10 things to do when I'm walking through one of my clients through this process. And then she just takes step after step after step after step and ultimately gets to the other side. It's all these little steps that just compound and lead to the 20-pound weight loss, the 25-pound weight loss, the 35-pound weight loss that my clients have seen. It's starting just like this with these little habits. So you're exactly where you need to be. You're starting on the right process. You're starting down the right journey. And remember, it's never going to be about the weight outcome. We talk about it because that's what you're searching for. That's how you landed on this podcast. You search for weight loss. But it's really about creating this version of yourself that you're really proud of. This woman who feels so good in her body. So start with these little tiny habits. Diving in, here's number one. 6-second hugs with your littles, with your baby, with your kid, however old, a 6-second hug. I can't emphasize enough how much it requires you to just be in the right frame of heart, right space in your mind, right, you know, optimistic perspective here when you're starting this journey. Don't discount little tiny hugs. Get in there, grab your kid, hug them for 6 seconds, and you're going to decrease your cortisol levels. You're going to move your mindset into this positive space. So right now, the next opportunity you have to see your little kid, maybe you're at work, maybe you're at home, maybe you're at school, whatever it is, go find that little one and give them a 6 second hug. And if you got more than one kid, move to the next and the next and the next. And you got 6, 12, 18, 24, however many seconds of positive things happening for your hormones way down low that you don't even know are dysregulated. 6 second hugs. Go fill up yourself with some joy. Here's the second thing that is so little that feels like it's not going to make a difference, but it totally is. A 10-minute nap. Yes, 10 minutes. That's it. Maybe you don't even fall asleep. Set your timer for 10 minutes. When it goes off, hop up, grab some adaptogenic tea, grab some coffee, whatever it is you need, and get moving. But give yourself that grace to stop for a second. Close your eyes. Your kids can be around. Your babies, they can play with magnetiles for 10 minutes. You can take 10 minutes. It's going to be okay. The house is not going to fall apart if you stop moving for 10 minutes. Here's the third habit that is so little, but it's going to make a huge impact. A glass of water each time you brush your teeth. Hydration is huge. It can help with appetite regulation. It can help with all sorts of positive things as you start down this weight loss journey. Put a cup by the sink. Leave it there. You don't have to wash it every single day. You don't have to wash it every time you use it. It's going to be fine. Unless you're a germaphobe. I'm sorry if that grosses you out. Just leave it there. Finish it each time you brush your teeth. I don't like to advocate really for chugging anything except water. Just do the thing and just drink the whole cup. Number four, apple slices at the drive-thru. So discounted. Yes, they're on the kid menu. Yes, they're, you know, part of the Happy Meal or whatever it is, wherever you are, whether you're hitting the fast food Chick-fil-A line, even though they changed their antibiotic policy and the internet is up in arms about it, or if it is straight up McDonald's. I'm not advocating for either of these or whatever, but you're in a season where you're looking at 900,000 steps like we already talked about, and you can't do all of them, and you still have to eat, and you still have to feed your family. So if fast food is part of your day right now, your week, your month, if you're traveling, whatever it is, grab the apple slices. And if that could be a snack for later, fantastic. If it's your meal for now, fantastic. Grab a couple. Don't discount the packaged fruit that is ready to go and labeled for kids. But hey, you're a human too, and you need lots of fruit, lots of fiber. Grab the apple slices. Number five, herbal tea in the afternoon. So, probably pair this with that 10-minute nap. Herbal tea. I'm talking, go to the store, look for something that says calming, stress reducing, lemon balm, chamomile. It doesn't have to be something fancy that, you know, is labeled. I don't know. There's all these misconceptions about this. Just go grab something that says one of those things, calming, stress reducing, and drink that in the afternoon. It's going to really help reduce your cortisol. It's going to actually be really regenerative. How do I say that? Regenerative for your soul, my friend. Just do the thing. Don't question it. Do it. It's a tiny step. It's going to make a huge, huge difference. Number six, a big breakfast. Yes, big. You need a lot of food. You need a lot of energy, and it's so important to do this in the morning. I know we used to roll our eyes at our parents when they would say, oh, breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but it is pivotal. Big breakfast, lots of protein. aiming for 30 grams. But if you're just starting out and you're like, oh my gosh, grams, I don't know. What am I supposed to do? Do I have to weigh it? Do I have to like measure it out? How in the world do I figure this out? Take a breath. Just get a big serving of your protein. And one egg is not enough. Two eggs is not enough. You need like three eggs plus some cheese, or get some beans and some cheese. You could actually go over to my Instagram, weightloss.wellmom. We've been sharing a lot of high protein snacks and meals over there. Cindy and I have. And we also have a free plan for you. So if you click the link down below, it's a cycle synced plan. So it's going to support your cycle, but it also has a ton of high protein recipes. So you don't have to follow them start to finish. They're not a mandate. They're just ideas. So if you need those ideas for a breakfast that is actually going to make a difference, grab that meal plan. Even if you already have a grasp on what 30 grams of protein might look like, there's so many ideas there. Plus, it supports your cycle. Do the thing. Grab the meal plan. It's free. There's no strings attached. All right, number 7, 15 lunges. What are you doing right now? If you are saying, oh my gosh, I have to start my weight loss journey. I don't even know what I'm going to exercise. I don't even have time to like go to the bathroom by myself. How am I going to exercise? You want me to work out for an hour? You want me to work out for 45 minutes? Yeah, maybe someday, friend. But let's just start with something as simple as 15 lunges. You can do that while the water's boiling on the stove. You can do that while you're on a work call. You can do that while holding a crying baby. 15 lunges right now. Number 8, do not underestimate the power of a simple snack like this. Baby carrots and cheese stick. Yep. I feel like I just have to leave it at that. Just do yourself a favor, add that as a snack today. The afternoon or mid-morning, baby carrots and cheese stick. Yep. Number 9, do not underestimate the power of switching to lamps in the evening. Turn off your overhead lights, switch to lamps, make that a hard rule after dinner. I know it might take some getting used to, I got to get rid of this light. It's going to make a huge difference in your sleep, your energy, your cortisol, all the things. Do it. I keep mentioning stress and sleep and cortisol and all these things, but that is how you unlock the door that leads to weight loss. Think of it as like putting the cart before the horse. If you're looking at the number on the scale and you're thinking, all right, I just have to eat better and move better. That's putting the cart before the horse. You have a lot of systems in your body that are not working in your favor. You got to fix those first. These 10 little things are fixing those first. Trust me. All right, number 10, pray. Pray about it. Take it to God. He cares. He created you in His image, and He knows that you're struggling, and He's just waiting for you to talk to Him about it. He's waiting for you to get real specific with your prayer. Lord, I am looking for energy in the afternoon at 2 p.m. I am crashing, God, and I don't have anything left. Or it is 7 p.m., God, I'm losing it on my kids every day. I am losing it on them. I'm so spent. Or give me the wisdom, Lord, please, to know what to eat. Just guide me through this. Help me to uncover what's going to work for my body. There's a lot of different ways to approach it. I believe it is the book of James in there says something like, you do not have because you do not ask. You do not ask the right way, so it's not coming to fruition for you. So ask, get real specific, and then it also says you ask for selfish reasons, and that's why things aren't happening for you. So that's a whole mindset shift that we're going to have to uncover. How does this weight loss journey become bigger than you? How does it become about more than just you and how you feel? You and your energy, you and you and you and you, or me and me and me and me. We get really wrapped up in, you know, ourselves. So how do we take this and make it for the greater good? Pray about that, my friend. How do you use your capacity for God's glory on this earth? Ah, such a good mindset shift. All right, 10 little things that aren't little. Should we recap? I suppose. I hope you write these down. If you haven't yet, open the notes app on your phone or grab a piece of paper. While you're getting those things, I'm just going to talk to you for a second about the weight loss blueprint. This is where my clients are making these huge transformational changes, fixing their bodies and unlocking the door that leads to weight loss. We're looking at mindset, lifestyle, nutrition, movement, hormonal imbalances, and how to make these habits stick. So it's very bite-sized. You're focusing on your fast goals so you can lose weight fast. Quote, fast is this method that I'm teaching you so that you can make these things work in your life. It doesn't have to be overwhelming. The women that I have in there are taking baby steps and moving forward and really radically improving their health. We're talking starting their menstrual cycles again when they've been anovulatory, which is so important. We're talking getting off medications for prediabetes, getting off medications that they've been on for 10 years for GERD and GI symptoms. GERD, if you don't know what that is, like heartburn and intestinal symptoms like bloating and constant pain in the stomach that you never realized is related to what you're eating. And so I'm helping the women in there just change everything about their health one step at a time and really look at how can they become the better version of themselves so that they can better live out the call that they have. If you're interested in the weight loss blueprint, I would highly encourage you to book a free call with us, a breakthrough call. That's where we're just going to get to know each other and see what you're going through and where you want to go. If there's no obligation, if you hop on this call, I mean, we're just going to seriously get to chat for 30 minutes. I'm not going to try to twist your arm and convince you to work with me because that's never my job. I'm not here to convince you of anything. I'm here to just guide you on your journey as you do the work, as you make the changes, as you do all the stuff. So for more information, to get to know each other, schedule a free breakthrough call. That's linked down below. And if you're ready for the change, submit your application. Still no obligation. All right, let's recap those 10 little habits. Rapid fire here. Got your pen? Got your notes app? Number one, 6-second hugs with your littles. Number two, 10-minute naps. Number three, a glass of water when you brush your teeth. Number four, apple slices at the fast food drive-thru. Number five, herbal tea in the afternoon. Number six, a big breakfast. Number seven, 15 lunges. Number eight, baby carrots plus cheese stick snack. Number nine, switching to lamps in the evening. Number 10, pray about it. Thank you for being here, friend. I'll catch you on Thursday with our Get Slim series. Slim is totally an acronym. Go check it out and connect with me over on Instagram, weightloss.wellmom. Grab your food plan, schedule a breakthrough, all the stuff. Thanks for being here.
Before you go, I'm going to challenge you to share this episode with a friend or any episode that has been super meaningful for you. Imagine if you shared it with a friend and she shared it with a friend, and then we've changed the narrative of our generation and that of our children. Women who love their bodies and are treating them well. That is what you can do by sharing this episode. So you can click the little arrow button or take a screenshot and text it to your friend. It's going to have crazy, crazy impact. Are you with me? I hope so. Thanks for listening.